Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and I believe we're on the first day of February 2024. And I am remembering of the past years. We've talked to you about a young man named Trav Weaver, who never, ever gave up. And he had cancer, and he passed on January 31st, 2011. And it's kind of interesting because I'll tell you, that young man had a little black wristband that said, never give up. And I've got one of those, and I tend never to give up. And I pray I do not. I pray the Lord Jesus will remove the cancer from me and anybody else out there with it, or to correct any kind of heart trouble anybody has, any of the illnesses. I pray that the Lord Jesus will go to you right now and either remove the cancer or correct the cardiovascular problems or whatever the ailment is. And I'll tell you what, if you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, he tells you in John 14 that if you believe in him and what you pray in his name, he will do. His name is Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray you will remove the cancer from my body and you'll restore me back to full health. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. You restored my voice. And I can speak it loud and I can speak your name, Lord Jesus. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now let's see. Yesterday afternoon or late early evening, we had the information that a nuke sniffer plane came out of Offutt and went up into the Great Lakes, into Lake Superior, and then also down into Lake Michigan, sniffing for, you know what I just said, it's a nuke sniffer plane. And I will tell you, after all of this weird signal intelligence traffic that the NSA doesn't seem to want to know about, or they seem to be in cahoots with the people that were doing it, the Red Chinese or the Farsi or Arabic speaking Red Chinese or whoever they are, or the Iranians themselves. But I will say this, we're about to get clipped, and if they're looking for nuke snippers are up and they're over the Great Lakes, just like I told you about years ago, a year or so more ago, they were looking for it and looking for nukes up and down the shoreline, Superior, all of it. And then they went into Lake Michigan. And then they also went along thing, and then later on they went down all the other people went other planes up, like P-8s, P-8 Poseidons looking. And if you've got a Poseidon, like a Russian Poseidon, submarine-type nuclear weapon there that could blow the lakes and push them all down the rivers quite easily. But who knows who it is? Could be Russians, it could be the Chinese, could be anybody. Or it could be, quite frankly, somebody in league with the United States government. Somebody in league with the Luciferian scumbags, the communists who are owned by the Red Chinese, who are owned by the different ones. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you what. You better be preparing for your own self and your family. Prepare with your food and your water purification and your water. But the first prayer, the first preparation is to know Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. and he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, down here. To wash your sins away. So you've got to get the relationship with Lord Jesus. Got to get the relationship with him. Not just go to the church. There's nothing wrong with going to church, but I'm going to tell you what. You need the relationship with Lord Jesus himself. The Chinese own so much of the land now and are buying more and more land. And did you think about if we got a nuke sniffer plane up there, and then if after that it got taken over by P-8 Poseidons and different aircraft? And there were a lot of U.S. aircraft up in the last day or so, huge amounts over the United States. Because they don't want to be caught on base if they're going to get blown. You understand what I'm saying? And all of these Chinese, all the Russians, there's thousands of them. Iranians, other Arabic speakers, all coming across the border. Southern border and the northern border. But they ain't coming across where the razor wire that the Texans have put up or got put up there, I guarantee you that. And then old Ray Ray is in Congress testifying, oh boy, yeah. It's the cyber. The Chinese cyber boys are going to blow all of our dams and blow all of our electrical grids and all the different EIEIO stuff, you see. Well, who's been telling you that since 2004 when Brother Quayle put me on the radio at the behest of the Lord? Said the Lord said have him on as a guest, and then if you... then give him a show if you think that it will work out. And boy, I'll tell you what, we've been talking loud ever since. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Understand right now. He's the way, the truth, the light. You're not going to get to heaven without through him. All right? So consequently, trying to understand what you got to do is to prepare for what is coming in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And use Matthew 25 in a sense to prepare for what is coming. It's the lamp and the lamp oil and the wicks, but it also by example means food and water and all of the different items. But I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus is on your side and you're on his side. That is what we want and need. What we want and need. So yesterday, they're no longer looking today for the nuke snipping stuff, but they went west after a while. Maybe along I-80, that kind of a stuff, and maybe started playing down, maybe down the Missouri River. And there's the possibility that there might be nuclear weapons afloat somewhere, either Chinese or Russians or Iranians, whatever it is. And they could be coming down the Missouri River or the Mississippi. Just like we talked about in the past. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know exactly all of the stuff, but I will tell you one thing. I heard Austin today, Secretary of Defense Austin, say, we're not at war with Iran. Yeah, no kidding. The U.S. isn't, but Iran is at war with us. And they're killing our people, Austin. I'll tell you what. You pop old Nantaz, you pop old some of their facilities, their refineries. Pop an Iranian refinery for every one of theirs. Because if they don't do it to them, the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians are going to do it here. How do we know that? Because FBI, fiddle with boys internally, Ray, said it to the Congress yesterday. That's how we know. That's how we know, ladies and gentlemen. Because the FBI told you so. But they say the cyber, and what he really looking for is the cyber, right? Well, that's true. But all I can tell you is there was a boat that popped up off La Jolla. Popped up off La Jolla, and guys got out of the boat right onto the beach. Now, I'm going to tell you what, they had some backpacks and different stuff with them and satchel kind of stuff, you know. And some that were there, and there was more than one people that saw these people who ran up the hill and down the road in La Jolla. But I'll tell you what, some said that they weren't necessarily Mexicans. They could have been Red Chinese. So you got the Chinese coming in, and maybe they got their laptop all ready to hack directly. And La Jolla being right above San Diego. Oh, man. But I'll tell you what. Trav Weaver knew what. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. And the Lord Jesus is surely on his side and utilizing him in heaven. I guarantee you. God bless his wonderful family out there. Wonderful people. Now, apparently, there was a U.S. military plane about 5:11 Eastern heading in today that was at 7,200 foot below radar heading into Iran territory. And let me just see this. Somebody emailed me this. And it was a U.S. military type plane. But it was a Research 6 A83CD. Okay, it was going into Iran. And this was on ads, bexchange.com. Somebody sent this into Brother Quayle, who I think carbon copied it to me. So anyway, it's probably U.S. military collaborators that are going in. It looks like more of an executive type jet. ...7,200 feet in Iran territory. Now they could be looking at something, but they could also be getting ready to land. Getting ready to land. All right. To let them know if we're going to hit them, where we're going to hit them. You know what I mean? So the people out of Fort Moore, which I didn't even know where that was. Well, that's now the new name of Fort Benning. The three U.S. military were killed by the Houthis. But by the Iranians, and the Iranians equipped them with the missiles. The Iranians, we almost hit the Gravely with a missile. They had to use, I think, their phalanx gun off their Aegis phalanx to take it because it was so close to them. That's the machine gun, the phalanx. Bop, 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 20 mics going as fast as you can up there to blow it in the air. Less than a mile away, from what I understand. And Austin says we ain't at war with Iran. Well, maybe we doggone better sure be. They want to take out their ICRG. They want to take out the equivalent of Soleimani. They should. Pop one or two of their refineries. See how they like that crap. Because if they don't, they're going to pop them here. And believe you me, they have burnt a lot of stuff and they've exploded a heck of a lot of things. Have they not? Ah, yes. One of my good friends from the old stagecoach stop said, yesterday our power was out for 12 hours. This is in California somewhere. Out came the lamp oil. We trimmed the wicks and stocked up the wood stove. You sound good. Praise Jesus for giving your voice so much strength. Prayers continue for a miracle healing. Love you, Hawk. God bless you out there at the old stagecoach stop, because I know that the Lord Jesus preserved the old sheriff himself. And that's right. There's a perfect example. Trim the wicks. The lamp oil came out. They had their lamps all filled and ready to go. That's what we need, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. Oh, boy. Yeah, that beach, that's near Miramar. Okay, very interesting. Near Miramar, off San Diego, La Jolla. Yeah, that's from the brother out in Oregon telling me that he stood on that beach. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what else to tell you other than you better get right with the Lord Jesus. Because it is through him that you're going to go to heaven. The way, the truth, the life. So that military plane, 7,200 feet, they could be looking at something in Iran, but that's not going to be the one that will drop something or do something. And they may be trying to just see what the Iranians will do, but we know what the Iranians will do. I've been talking to you and yelling and screaming about the Iranians and the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz since 2004 when Brother Quayle put me on the radio. And they all still talk about, well, the Iranians may get the bomb. They're refining military-grade uranium right now, and they may have the bomb in as little as a week. They've had the bomb in 97. They put one on a missile, and they exploded it. You don't have to be able to build the bomb to have a bomb. They bought the bombs. Then the Russians came in back then in that era with their Russian guys, and they had 40, 42, and the Iranians had at least over 40 nuclear warheads. Then the Chinese will provide some. The Russians provided some, obviously. So if you don't hit Tehran, pop an oil refinery or two, or maybe you hit Natanz, their beautiful city. Because if not, they're going to hit you because they're using the CB ban in some kind of Arabic or Farsi. It's potentially the Chinese doing it, but it could be also the Iranians. Because the Iranians, the Red Chinese, and the Russians, and the North Koreans all have treaties. They all have a treaty together, a military treaty to support each other. And yes, I read last week Dmitry Dudeman and Brother T, Mr. T TC said, Hawk, little did I perceive. You see what he has to say here. Little did I perceive that the communist in the prophecy, Dmitry Dudeman, would be our own U.S. government. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I got such blurry vision, I can't hardly see right now, but I'm trying to click. And I pray that you'll have some patience with me, because I have little patience at this time. Okay. We'll be our government leaders. And he says also, Henry Gruber's prophecy lines up with Dmitry's with more details. He says, God bless you and heal you in Jesus' name. Much love to you and my friend. Mr. TC, yes, sir. God bless you. And yeah, the communists are right in our own government. Right in our own government, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, got, okay. So, that plane that just went at 7,200 feet in Iran, allegedly. Did you hear me say allegedly? That referenced a plane. That was a special CIA plane, allegedly, sent by Red China Joe to enact a special, quote unquote, special deal with the Iranians. That's from the backside. So yeah, now they're sending the CIA, and I suspected possibly as much. Make a special deal with the Iranians. Oh yeah. China, we'll let China buy more of your oil, and maybe we'll buy some of your oil at a good high price to restock our oil stockpile that we've already sent to China, so then we can sell it to China at the discount. Some special deal being made with the Iranians. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get clipped in this country so bad. This thing is going to go down in the wild weasel stuff, let me tell you. And you don't put all those military aircraft up in the air at the same time just because they're going on a mission. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. You put them up so they don't get nailed. You put them up so they don't get blown on a base somewhere. You also put them up so they can look for other people trying to maybe do something. And look for nukey dukes. Maybe they sent a whole truckload of $100 bills over there to Iran, you know. But all I know is you better be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Prepared. What is it that old what did he say? Yes. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world, you see. But what I'm skipping down to, and this is Albert Pike, wrote it to Giuseppe Mancini, one of the, about the three world wars coming in 1871. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves, you got it, against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. That's what Albert Pike says, not what Hawke says. Whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. That ain't true, Albert Pike. There's power in the blood of Lord Jesus. Anxious for an ideal, Pike says, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and countermined. Both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So what are we going to do? The people are going to have to fight in this country and other countries. The other nations, once more, divided by this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Oh, that's the way it's starting to get, ladies and gentlemen. I already feel that stuff. But just like old Trav said, I ain't never giving up. Never giving up. The overture, we're seeing that. And since you've got the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians, the North Koreans, all are in this stuff together, plus others. Plus you got the different ones inside the United States. You got the Bidens. I mean, they took money from the Russian oligarch, right? Took money out of Ukraine. Took lots of money from the Red Chinese. And then this buddy boyfriend of Hunter's or whatever, the lawyer allegedly from California out there, who has a 10% stake in Hunter's business with the Red Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese banker. They have a corporation. The terrorist acts that will be carried out in the course of the overture. And basically those will be carried out by Asian tour of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries, and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The principal method would be a great terror kind of terror, which is conducted in the name of Russia or the Soviet Union, but it could be done in terms of China. And I'm going to tell you what, this big apartment building burnt there in Jacksonville, Florida area, did it not? Is that Great Terror? They don't need very many weapons or little equipment. Basically, it could be nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule. But I will tell you what, that area in Wisconsin, you remember that area in Wisconsin? About midway up there, Milwaukee, but it was out in the rural areas. And it was out in the country, and they were looking for stuff back then, and some stuff popped up as far as a nuclear or a radiation signature, the rad detectors. And then if you recall, it went then east toward the lake, and then there was in Chicago at the summertime where they fly all the planes, the air stuff up there. And you remember there was a wreck, an aircraft that crashed and all kind of stuff on that. We talked about that several years ago. So you need to be on your toes and ready with your lamp and lamp oil. It's like a friend there in California, the old stagecoach stop was talking about. And I have much prayer for the grandmother in Florida who got hit in the car. May the Lord Jesus go to her right now and relieve her the pain that she has in her chest and the inability to breathe. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Great Britain is to test fire nuclear missile with a dummy warhead from a submarine in the Atlantic. That's from the Telegraph, UK Telegraph. Posted February 1. Earlier this afternoon, all right? Thank you to TK for the information. So Britain has test-fired a nuclear missile with a dummy warhead from a submarine into the Atlantic. Well, now, why are they doing that? Particularly when the other day, a whole lot of planes went there and they took nuclear warheads to England. Yes. Allegedly. And then a whole lot of planes went via the older routes and the lesser known routes, went to the Middle East and also some to Asia. And they were followed by tankers the other night. Monday, Tuesday night, that time period. So there's readiness to rock and roll, but are they going to tell the Iranians in a special deal from the CIA? Going to happen about now so they can have some coffee or tea over there, you know, and drink their little chit-chat business. Allegedly. They ought to do is just, never mind. I'm going to speculate on what they ought to do. I'll tell you what. You talk about in Daniel. You talk about the archangel of the Lord Jesus had trouble with the prince of Persia. Sitting right there in Daniel. I'll tell you what, these are very interesting times, are they not? And as I look up here, one of my old friends, a nice woman, is from Arkansas. We talked about and prayed for years on TV. Send me a button one. Life is tough, but so am I. Oh, God bless all of you out there who pray for me. And I'll tell you what, any assistance is most needed and welcome. Believe you me, most needed and welcome. Could be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I tell you, it could be Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, platinum. Could be a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. It is secure mail facility, so don't worry about anything not getting picked up there or delivered there. It is secure. So may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Drop me a line, say hello, which some people do, and it's wonderful. RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. You can email me there, too, RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. God bless all the people out there. I can think of so many. I can see them somewhere in my mind's eye. Texas. The Buffalo gals. Indiana people. Ohio people. Iowans. Dunlap. Hampton, Iowa. Different other parts of Iowa as well. Western Kansas, Southern Kansas, Missouri, to Tejas in California. God bless the Californians and the South Carolinians and the North Carolinians. God bless you all. I mean, I just, the main maniacs, the Oregonians, the Washingtonians. B&E of B, God bless you out there. Haven't seen an email in a while, and I pray that you're all right. I pray that you're okay and are good. I don't check the email as much as I could because I, quite frankly, am trying to rest. Trying to rest. Because I tell you what, I've had this cancer bad, lung cancer bad, not just the beginning of it. I've had it bad. And hopefully I may have good news fairly soon, hopefully. But I pray that the Lord Jesus will protect us all from all evil. And I pray that he will remove the cancer from you if you have it, or from me if I have it, or if somebody else has it. And I'm going to tell you what. Pray for all those that you know about, that the Lord will provide them with a medical miracle. Never, ever give up. Hello to Blacksburg, Virginia. God bless you out there. God bless you. Let's see what somebody is saying here. 15 things you should do when the enemy invades America. That's from the Epic Economist. Preppers, it says, Americans, here's what you need to do when the enemy invades America. If an invasion of our territory happens, it's already happening, could be one of the most drastic and worst crimes of recent memory, and very well proved to be fatal for many Americans. Yes, it very well may be, but on the other hand, you better get you some firearms and a lot of ammunition. Sharpen your K-bars. It's crucial to survive the upcoming potential struggle. American patriots, you are America's last line of defense. Well, I agree with this. Patriots, prepare for the invasion of America by enemy forces and be ready for the upcoming struggle. Yes. Man, oh, man. 15 things. I'm going to click on that to tell you what they're going to say. I just don't know what they're saying here. I didn't see this article until just a second ago. Uh-oh, it's audio. I can't do it. Can't do the audio on air with this because that's the way we're doing it. And I'll tell you what, that's why. You can go look that up. 15 things to do before the enemy invades, when the enemy invades America. I'll tell you what, you better already have them done. Because they're coming in now. They're coming on the beaches in La Jolla. Coming on the beaches in La Jolla. They're coming across the border everywhere. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, Brother Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. I'll tell you what, he can get you silver and gold. You better get it quick. They also have a lot of other things that you can take advantage of, like the information. It's private briefings. Q-Files 2.0. And whatever book Steve has left, you buy whatever book Steve has left. And you let your children and your grandchildren read them. And your neighbors and all your people. And I'll tell you what, his son Tyler is now doing some podcasts and different things. He's doing a pretty good job. Support him all you can and say hello to him. You can email him or call him up. He also does a lot of the stuff with the gold and the silver. Good manager, Daryl. Daryl, for years, has done an excellent job with Steve. Or if you get Steve himself, you say hi and you tell him old Hawk sent you. Or Stephanie. He's working with the phones and the different things, the sat phones and all the things. So, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com. Many of you listen to it on there, and you click down and click on the Hawk Show. But I will tell you what, 406-586-4840 is the phone number. You can dial them at. You leave a message, they'll call you back. And let them know what the Hawk sent you. And to our good friends, the Nunamakers, who for years have been the missionaries in the Indochina, in Indochine, in the Montagnard areas, in the mountains. Dave and Debbie, and may the Lord Jesus provide them each with medical miracles as needed. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Indochina Bible Project, where they get the Bibles and the songbooks in the dialects of the Mountain Yard villages, in their own dialects. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I tell you what, They have Prep Road Hawk over there as their one of the I just call him Sam. That isn't his real name, it's Sam. Make sure the Bibles get to where they need to go, into the places and all up and down the line in the Montagnard areas. And may the Lord Jesus protect them against all evil. And thank you for praying for Old Hawk and his cancer. And praying for medical miracles for me. God bless you, because I pray for you too. As I've known many of the special forces and the different people from the old days that interacted with you over there in Indochina. Oh, and a fantastic being on fire for the Lord Jesus, and you have a small house church who gets the Bibles in their own dialect and the songbooks, and then they start to grow and they can't put all the people in the home. And then they build a little house outside, or a little building out in the backyard or in the back acreage or whatever behind it in the village. And for $20,000, they've got what they consider to be a nice big church, and they're putting that many more people in them. And baptizing in the name of our Father in heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you so much out there. And God bless the Nunamakers for doing the missionary work for so many years. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, pray for Brother Steve Quayle. God bless Steve Quayle all these years, who's done the jobs that he's done on behalf of the Lord with his twofold ministries. And for putting me on air and making it okay for me to listen to him years ago, to make it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. Like I should have never left. And for putting me on the air almost 20 years ago now, 19 and a half years. And I'll tell you what, as true a blue guy Brother Quayle is, you can't believe it. Lord Jesus, I pray to you, the Brother Quayle, that you would protect him against all evil and give him any medical miracle that he needs. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And thank you out there for praying with me all these years and keeping me in this game and keeping Steve in the game. God bless you all. But you know, I'll tell you what. Domestic insurgency declaration of martial law. Remember Jade Helm? When they practiced it down in Texas and various places, in Oklahoma and various places like that, they practiced what I would say being martial law oriented. And you remember also in the exercises that the Marines did on the East Coast, Camp Lejeune, where they went through the different towns and the little bitty burgs and towns. This was done shortly before November 2008 by presidential election George Bush signed directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. Sound like they had some plans already, didn't they? Huh? Yes, it did. And now they're trying to take out and perhaps close down Lake City Ammo in Missouri, outside of Kansas City. A lot of you boys and girls had Lake City Ammo that you shot in the Vietnam War, 223s. But what they're going to do, they're going to try to close that down and from selling to anybody else because it's a government deal. Well, let me tell you what, there's 28 governors who've said and written about it, not closing that. And you'd better be out there. You'd better purchase ammunition for whatever calibers you need or want. Ladies and gentlemen, you better be purchasing for whatever calibers you need or want. From 12-gauge shotgun shells, 9mm, 45 cal, 40 cal Smith & Wesson, 38 Special, 357 Mag, whatever it might be. 380 autos for the little bitty guns. 22 long rifle will do the job if you can hit good with it within a closer range. But whatever calibers you choose to shoot, provide yourself with sufficient ammunition to go down the road with it because you're going to need it. Whether it be to shoot a squirrel or a quail, not a steep quail, but a pheasant or a game bird quail or a rabbit to feed yourself, or whether to defend yourself against the EIEIOs or the Northcom conglomeration of the Red Chinese. Ah, yes. Brother TK, I don't need to where they're from. Just put the heading of the title in the deal. It'd be easier for me. I know you're listening. U.S. Refiner, and this according to the Insider paper, the Insider paper, a U.S. refiner imported 10,000 barrels of Russian oil through a blending loophole at storage terminals in the Bahamas, brought into Wilmington, Delaware. Oh, yes. Wilmington, old Beijing, brought it in, a U.S. refiner. So, yeah, just put the name of the article and don't need to know where it's from or just the link with the name of the article in it. God bless you. But that tells you right there, buying it from the Russians through the Bahamas through a loophole. Mr. Red China Joe could be also Mr. Red Oligarch, don't you know? But they like the red money. They like the red money. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get ready to rock and roll. And you better not go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Stand for your business, your farm, your rancho, for your car, whatever it is you got. And if you believe in him, read John 14. And you read on down to the end, he'll tell you, Lord Jesus will tell you, if you wish to see him, if you wish him to manifest himself to you, he'll tell you how to do it. If you don't read anything else tonight, read John 14. And anything you ask in his name, he will do. And his name is Jesus, Lord Jesus. So the game is afoot. They're still looking for nuclear weapons traveling in the Great Lakes like we've seen it in the past. We warned you about it. And the sniffer planes, and you don't put all these military aircraft in the air at 10,000 an hour or thousands of dollars an hour for crew and fuel without something being up. That's thousands or hundreds of U.S. planes, so many in the air in the last day or so that you can't believe it. But if you count all of the ones that were up, the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars per hour, you don't do that unless there's something going on. So you all better be watching your own things and watching your neighborhoods, watching your street and your rural road. And you be ready to rock and roll on the dime and have your shelter prepared in your basement. And you can still go online and get Cresson Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Carney. You can get his PDF, How to Survive Nuclear War. And I would print that sucker out. Sure, download it, but print it out. And all the information on there, how to do shelters and what to do. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale. No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoags. You need to have that ready to go and all that information about the radiation, bioweapons, all the different things. And get you some mezzo silver and some oregano. Oil oregano, and I would get the capsules. Fish antibiotics, all the different things that you're going to need. And then blood soaker bandages. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology in spacecraft and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows from above like a boat from the above. And pop the Iranians, pop the Red Chinese if necessary, or the Russians, or whoever is coming against constitutional America, whoever is coming against Lord Jesus' people in America and around the world. That nigga Ranger, I know you're ready. Mikalipua, stay on the optics, Mickey. Be ready to rock and roll. And boy, they sure as heck don't want you to draw them, let me tell you. Road and track and little L. May Lord Jesus bless you. He loves you. And loves your mother and father. Tell them hi. Keep up with your studies as well as your Muay Thai and ninja ways. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. And get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Power in the blood of Jesus. Good night. God willing, tomorrow night, I'll see you again.